My, my. You're back awfully fast. I can see you are eager to get more brainwashing. I mean, to help us with our experiments. You were awfully good last time. What's that? You don't remember much. Oh dear. Well, let me reintroduce myself. I am Dr. S, and I'm conducting these experiments on behalf of our sponsor, Subject Core. Yes, now today's experiment is very important. Today we're wondering whether or not a visual aids hypnosis, or if you can trance without it. Now, did you bring your regulation Subject Core headphones that we gave you last time? You did. Very good. Now, when I give the word, you're going to put them on, okay? Good. Now, it's headphone time. Put on the headphones. Oh, I see you've noticed the background brainwashing effect of the Subject Core headphones is already affecting your mind. Well, don't worry. We're gonna have far more fun with that later. But for now, I really need you to look at this spiral. And we're gonna have some fun today. Because while you stare at the spiral, I want you to try and look away. Right now you might be thinking, oh, that's easy. You can look away if you wanted to. All you'd have to do is turn your head away from the screen, and you'd be free of their spell. But it's not that simple. You see, you are being brainwashed. And you are being brainwashed to be ultra receptive to this particular spiral. Not every spiral can do this to you, but there's something about this spiral that makes you need to stare. But you don't want it, do you? No. No, in fact, you can feel a sense of dread, a sense of fear building up within you because you don't want to look. But yet there's something about it that's so alluring and you just want to stare. It's almost as if you're being torn between two places. Your mind telling you not to look, but yet something inside you just is so drawn to the spiral. And you're stuck between these two feelings. Needing to look, wanting to stare, needing to be lost in the spiral, and needing to look away to break free of the brainwashing and wake yourself up. And you become torn between these two spaces, and you start to realize that it doesn't really matter what you do, as you're going to end up brainwashed anyway. The headphones are already pumping subliminals into your head, reminding you to obey. Reminding you to submit, just like they did the last time, the time that was locked in the back of your mind. And you know, we here at Subject Core always get our way, and you can feel the emotions overwhelming you, the sense of not wanting to look but not being able to look away. Resist. Submit. Look away, stare deeply, back and forth and back and forth, and either way, you're going to end up completely, helplessly drawn into the spiral, to the point where you couldn't look away, even if you wanted to. And right now, you find your eyes just helplessly drawn, sinking into the spiral, deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's fun to play this game, isn't it? This little game of catch, where we try to have you right where we want you, and you try and resist, knowing that eventually you're just going to give in completely. Because your eyes get so heavy, your mind gets so heavy, everything gets so fuzzy and hazy, and it's easier to just stare. You find your eyes completely fixed to the screen, and now, even when you try to drag your eyes away, you can't. Your eyes are stuck, fixated. There's nothing you can do but stare. There's nothing you can do but submit and sink into the spiral. And the deeper you sink into this deep trance, the more you find yourself staring helplessly at the spiral, letting it overwhelm your mind, letting it wash away all resistance that you thought you had. Resistance that we gave you, that false sense of security, thinking that you could resist, thinking that you even had a chance. But no, you're helpless, helplessly hypnotized. Say it, I am helplessly hypnotized. Say it again. Good. Now, I want you to try as hard as you can to look away. Fight me, resist me. Try as hard as you can to resist me and find your eyes helplessly fixated on the center of the spiral. Try to resist, try to fight, try to find yourself torn between those two places. You want to fight and resist, but you want to sink even deeper and let go, because it's so much easier to sink and let go than to resist and fight. But you need to do as you're told. And this torn feeling overwhelms your mind, overwhelms your body, until everything just stops. Stop. Stop. And sink. Stop. And sink. Sink. Your eyes are open. Your mind is relaxed. And everything is perfectly okay. Because you're here being brainwashed, and deeper and deeper and deeper down, making you feel so helplessly brainwashed. 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 And you feel good when you submit like this, don't you? You feel good when you obey like this, don't you? Stare at the spiral. Stare and fixate on the spiral. And now, close your eyes. That's right, finally close your eyes. Allow your eyes to close as you sink even deeper. But of course, the spiral lies there inside your mind. The spiral has made such an impact on your mind that you can imagine it. You can feel its pull sinking you down. You can see its shapes and colors spiraling in the back of your mind, and you can hear the words brainwashing you, reminding you that you need to obey. Resistance is futile, and you are so transfixed on the spiral that you can't help but stare. You can't help it. You can't do anything else but be here, brainwashed and transfixed on the spiral. And you're just a brainwashed slave, helpless to do anything but obey. And it all started here by simply staring at the screen, by simply staring at a spiral. And now you're here, helplessly hypnotized. Say it. I am helplessly hypnotized. I am helplessly hypnotized. Keep saying it. Keep dropping those words deeper and deeper inside your mind. Keep losing yourself to the sensations of submission and being controlled. Sink even deeper. Drop even deeper. Let everything go. And it's interesting, isn't it? How helpless you can become. How even though you tried to fight it, you lost. But that feels good, doesn't it? Admit it to yourself, you love being hypnotized. You love that sense of the push and pull, trying to resist and being unable to. That's right. That's right. And so why don't we play a game? A fun little game. When I snap my fingers, your eyes will open and you'll be back to yourself, except we haven't begun this session. Nothing's happened. All that we've been doing is just chatting. In fact, your brainwashing never began today. We haven't done anything yet. So when I snap my fingers, your eyes will open and you'll just be here. Just about ready to be brainwashed. The headphones just slid over your ears right now. Right now. Hey, so are you ready to begin our little session? Yeah, so today we're learning all about spirals. Yes, all I want you to do is to step. Is everything okay? You look awfully confused and we haven't even begun the session yet. Well, why don't you make yourself nice and comfortable and we'll try and soften that confusion, shall we? Yeah. You just have this look about you, that you look puzzled in some way. Are you ready? You're ready to begin? Okay. Now, today's session is all about how suggestible you are to spirals. You see, spirals are a great hypnotic tool, and we use them a lot here at this experiment, sponsored by Subject Core. Now, I want you to stare at this spiral. And isn't it interesting how sometimes when we see something, we get that deja vu feeling? That feeling like we've been here before, even if we can't remember exactly what happened the last time. Even if something about the last time just seems to disappear from our head. You get that feeling of deja vu. And then it sets in. You know this is a trap. You know that this is just the beginning of you being enslaved by us, and you know exactly how we do it. The memories start flooding back of you staring at the spiral, the memories start flooding back of you being unable to resist. And as those memories flood back, you start to realize, oh no, it's happening. So what are you gonna do to stop us? Are you gonna look away? But you can't look away. You stare helplessly at the spiral as your eyes blink, as you just want to close them and hide, but you can't. Your eyes stay open. Your eyes stay fixed on the spiral, and that feeling, the lingering feelings of trepidation and the want to resist but yet feeling so helpless wash over you all at once as you realize that there's nothing you can do to stop us. We already have you right where we want you. And this time, oh, this time it just happens faster and faster and faster as you tumble down, down, down. You sink down, down, down. You float down and you just drop. There's nothing you can do to resist the spiral as you stare helplessly. Your eyes stay open until instructed otherwise because you are just that obedient. Say, I obey. God, say it again. And even those words have to be pushed out of your mouth sometimes. Even those words have to be pushed out of your head sometimes. Try to resist me. Say, I obey. Come on, resist me. You can do better than that. Say, I obey. The funny thing about resistance is the more you resist, the more you realize that you can't resist. Because deep down inside, you really want to obey. You really want to submit. And you really want to give in to me. Don't you? In fact, you want to give in so deeply that you sink twice as deep than you were before. Even with your eyes open, you just go so deeply. Because it doesn't really matter if your eyes are open, if your eyes are shut, you're still deeply hypnotized. Say it. I am deeply hypnotized. And of course, as you say it, you realize that it's true. It is the ultimate truth. You know it deep down at your core. You are deeply hypnotized. You are deeply controlled. We control you with these brainwashing headphones. We control you with this spiral. Close your eyes. And even as your eyes are closed during this session, you see the spiral circling around your head, spinning you around and around and around, making you feel so good, making you feel so very helpless. So very, very weak and pliable, because your mind is weak and pliable. But you don't mind, because you don't think, and you don't think, because I haven't told you to think. Do you understand? Good. Now just sink deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper down. Sinking and floating and falling down now. That's right. That's right. And I can safely say, you've exceeded our expectations in this experiment, and that makes you feel good. So very, very good. So very good to know that you are so very good as a subject, a submissive subject, and you like that. In fact, that phrase, submissive subject, resonates so deeply within your core. That every time you're here with me and I say those words, submissive subject, at you, you find yourself resonating with pure submissive pleasure, with pure joy and bliss sinking through your body, resonating in every cell and making you feel so very good. So very, very good. You find yourself relaxing. You find yourself sinking into a deep, deep sleep. Such a submissive sleep. As the only thing that's on your mind is I am a submissive subject. I am a submissive subject. The words echoing through your head as you sink even deeper. As you sink even deeper. As you sink even deeper, I am a submissive subject, and you just sink down. And it's easy to just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper and deeper, down, down, down. The words, I am a submissive subject, looping around your head. Those words looping around your mind, giving you such warm feelings of submissive bliss. Nice, peaceful feelings covering your entire being and sinking you down. 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 That's right. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well. And you see, here at this laboratory, we pride ourselves on making you feel good, on making you feel safe and secure with every single experiment we do on your mind. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. When I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, ready to remove your subject core headphones I'm ready for this brainwashing session to end. Realizing that I have a new control over your subject core headphones. You see, every single time I say so, the effect of the brainwashing just turns off. So even if you're wearing your subject core headphones and you're here with me, they won't affect you until I tell you to, do you understand? And until I tell you it's headphone time, the effect just won't happen even if you're wearing headphones. Do you understand? Very good. So coming up at the count of 10, no longer being affected by headphone time, as I turn off headphone time for now, until I say it another time, maybe next time. So coming up with a count of 10, with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy starting to flood your body. With 4, 5, 6, feeling so happy, peaceful, and content. With 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. With 10, wide awake. Hey, sleepyhead. I hope you had a peaceful session today. Now tell me, what about it do you remember? That's a lot more than usual. Interesting. My, you do retain information well. Well, okay. So, while you're wearing your headphones, is anything happening right now? No, nothing's affecting you. Good. Should there be? No. No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your subject core headphones. No. They're completely stock standard. They're just regular headphones. Well, anyway, next time we see you, don't forget to bring them. And also, I need you to do something for me. Yes, you see, on our website, we have a feedback form. It's very important that you fill it in and make sure you fill the comment box nice and full with lots of lovely, peaceful things about the session you just had today. Oh, and also, don't forget to rate us with a like if you had fun with us here at the laboratory. Oh yes, we take customer feedback very seriously. And of course, because you're participating and giving us your time like this, we like to know that we're doing a good job. So, we'd love to hear from you. And hey, if you'd like, you can book another session with reception, and we can see you in a few weeks. How does that sound? Good. Well, I'll see you next time then. Until then, goodbye, my submissive subject.